Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's absolutely walk that entrepreneurship talk in the small business check-in. This feature, this conversation that we started, established during the lockdown of 2020, when so many businesses and so many small businesses and entrepreneurs were really struggling, right, with keeping the lights on, with maintaining and keeping their staff complement. We all had to sit still, but somehow still be productive and generate enough income to keep the lights on. But this business's story, I guess, begins long before we even knew what COVID-19 was, long before we even had to grapple with any lockdowns. Today's guest on the Small Business Check-In is Thulisile Bookkeepers and Accountants, an accounting firm established in 2009 in Diepkloof in Soweto by Thulisile Mfusi, who's a seasoned production accountant with more than 25 years working experience. It's a 100% female black-owned company and offers services of accounting, bookkeeping, taxation, internal audit, and management accounting services. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Thulisile Mfusi. Such a pleasure to have you on. Good morning.
Good morning, Refilwe. Good morning to the listeners.
It really is such, I guess, I shouldn't call it an impressive feat. You'll tell us all about it and what it takes to still be standing so many years later. But before you established Thulisile Bookkeepers and Accountants, you worked for various companies, whether it was UJ, Xavier Corporate Services. You were with Sizwe Ntsaluba Gobodo, a big name that we all recognize, Anglo-American and other businesses. Other banks that are notable and known. Could you talk to me about what inspired you to start your own accounting and bookkeeping company when we do have a proliferation of big and well-established and well-entrenched accounting firms in South Africa?
What inspired me to start the business, it's actually the passion. I'll say it's a calling.
Mm-hmm.
Because whilst I was doing with my articles while I was still with Gobodo Chartered Accountants, which is SNG now,
yes,
I figured out that most of the businesses, they struggle with compliance. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I said I can be able to go and assist our business, small businesses, and even corporate, because it's across the board, the compliance. Small businesses, they suffer with that, even big businesses. So that's where it actually comes from, to actually assist them, teach them, train them as to how to comply, as to how to do the bookkeeping. It's very simple. It's just that businesses, they more focused on what brings money to the business, and then they forget about the compliance, they forget about the bookkeeping.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's a lack of knowledge from the businesses or from the entrepreneur to actually know the importance of bookkeeping, the importance of compliance, that it's as much important as you actually go and look for clients.
Mm.
Because once that is messed up, or once that there's a loophole in that, it can actually cripple your business big time.
Well, talk to us about that, the struggles with that entrepreneurs face when it comes to compliance. What are we talking about when you use the word compliance?
Okay, when we look for the word compliance, it's things like your tax clearance, your CSD, your UIF, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the entrepreneurs, they only realize it or remember about it when they have to tender, or they have to go to the bank looking for finance, that they have to do their financial statement.
Yeah.
So that's the only time they know about it. And even knowing about it, they don't know the process that it takes for one to actually do the compliance completely. Because if you come and say to Thulisile, I need a tax clearance like yesterday.
Yes.
To me, it clearly tells me that your bookkeeping, your compliance is not in order. Because you will know that throughout the 12 months, you needed to do your bookkeeping. Your bank statement should be complete. Your invoices of each purchases that you have, mostly, you need to have it in place for me to be able to do the bookkeeping for you and then prepare the financial statements. So that's where you see that that this particular entrepreneur is not aware, then you need to equip and train that particular entrepreneur to bring them into book, to say, to actually know that this is the process that you need to go through. And it's not something that you just need it now and then you get it now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, certain companies, they experience it after, let's say, of 3 years or 5 years, or they need big contracts. And in big corporates, they are not playing. They want compliance. Yeah. And they can be able to pick up. And most entrepreneurs, they are not aware that a bank is able to actually pull out your report from the subs. They actually just want you to give them the information that whatever that you've submitted, they have it. These people, they are able to work together. The SARS, the banks, you name it.
Mm.
So if you're thinking that you are bypassing the other one and thinking that you're going to get away with the other one, you're actually fooling yourself and you're also killing your business. So it's better that you make sure that your bookkeeping is in order, you make sure that your compliance is in order. You're not only actually also doing it for the third party, you're actually being true to yourself, you're being true to your business, you make sure that your stuff is accurate, complete and valid.
I feel as though everything that you've just said has hit or cut really deep in the hearts of so many small business owners and entrepreneurs, Sister Lisile, because of course, as you say, unfortunately, far too many small businesses are coming to you when there is that tender, when documents need to be submitted, essentially when it's crunch time, right? And sometimes, you know, they risk losing opportunities because of this lack of compliance. Is there an expectation or a feeling, besides the fact that, you know, it might seem intimidating for small businesses or entrepreneurs to keep abreast of these things or to tackle matters of compliance and bookkeeping, but is there also a sense that people are hesitate to use the services of bookkeepers and accountants like yourself, thinking that it's expensive, they won't be able to afford you?
In actual fact, that's true.
Mm.
What I've also experienced now that I was in business when I was starting is the fact that they actually look at actually the amount that they have to pop out and give to the accountant or the bookkeeper or the tax practitioner, forgetting the impact that it will have in the future to mm-hmm. actually comply. And it becomes even more expensive to actually comply after your business is in existence for more than 3 years. Then to try and do it, and not even try to, it's a must that you do it from your beginning when your business is starting, to make sure that you comply, you do your bookkeeping, you do your compliance. And it also becomes easy and less cost effective to actually start it when your business is starting, because you are able to negotiate with your accountant and your bookkeeper to say, my work is still a little bit, so even your charge obviously has to go down because there's not much work to do.
Sure.
As opposed to after 5 years, where it's too much now to actually do it. Even the accountant, obviously, is compelled to charge you more because now you have to go historically and actually try to save this person. So actually, what they say is cheap is expensive. So it's better you start from the beginning and then go forward. And it also becomes lesser to get a bookkeeper or an accountant.
Mm, absolutely. Mm. You've been in existence since 2009. Could you sort of chart the journey for us, the growth and the learnings that you've gleaned over all this time, and perhaps just some insights that the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, brought to you, a very stressful time for so many small businesses and so many entrepreneurs in South Africa, where help wasn't necessarily at hand for so many that needed it?
Okay. The experience that I get that I'll never forget is the fact that as they are not, the entrepreneurs not willing to actually, not knowing what to do and trying to explain to them, and not the willingness, it becomes later to actually pay you. I had to write off around about 1.8 million. Because of, I will do the work and then with the anticipation that they will pay you later.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is they end up not paying you, or if they pay you, they pay you lesser. So throughout the process, then we learned that, you know, we need to do the assessment. After doing the assessment, we charge you. We don't touch your work before you pay us the deposit, because that's how they see the importance. And that's how also you're able to serve a real person who's going to work with your company or somebody who's still playing games or who doesn't understand the business. Because I'm doing business from my side and they're doing business from their side. It's unfortunate that they learned in the later stage that their compliance is not in order or sure. their bookkeeping is not in order. Mm. So from that day onwards, we had to implement procedures to say, this is how we're going to do business. And from there, it has improved. We enter into a contract and it's a valid contract. And then that contract, fortunately enough, we've coupled that with a third party. That person, that company is actually able to actually draw the money from the business, from the our customers.
Yeah.
So from there, it became better. I don't want to lie. And then when it comes to COVID, yay. It's very few people who were not affected. COVID, it really taught me a real life lesson
mm-hmm.
of your landlord is not your friend.
Yes.
And then you also need to learn the relationship that you have with your clients. How good is the relationship? How bad is the relationship? Because you have to understand where they're coming from. They have to understand where you're coming from. And we were all affected. Fortunately enough, we were able to negotiate with our customers. The payments had to go down, obviously, because there's no business. I have to understand from my end.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually, even on my side, we had to move from where we had rented actually to one of my properties. So that's a real thing that hit at the heart to say, this is real.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we had to live with that. After some time, then we started to go back a little bit. Although certain companies have not fully recovered and others are only getting affected now. It's so sad to hear somebody telling you that I'm thinking of closing down, this thing is not working, and you now have to find means and ways to actually try and help that entrepreneur to find other means of making sure that business does thrive.
Yeah.
So the strength that I always give them is to say to actually diversify your portfolio. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify.
Sister Lucy Lemfuse, thank you so much for your time this morning. I can hear the absolute passion, the energy that you have for the work that you do, and really wish you all the best. Thanks for all your insights that you've shared with us this morning. And of course, all the best for the future. Tulisi Lemfuse is the founder and managing director of Tulisile Bookkeepers and Accountants, established in 2009 in Diepkloof in Soweto. They have an accounting, a bookkeeping and accounting firm, and the passion that she has for entrepreneurs and her clients really, really is amazing.